Welcome to Breaking News to Trading Moves. We are opening today with some major news that really moved a stock. Bloom Energy, ticker BE, its shares jumped more than 25%.
Yeah, quite a pop.
And it was all following the announcement of this, well, partnership with Brookfield Asset Management, that's ticker BAM, the goal, to power the build-out of next-gen AI infrastructure and fast.
Right. And, you know, that kind of price jump, it signals that the market sees this as, well, more than just another deal. It suggests a real belief that Bloom's fuel cells are a workable answer for the huge power needs of AI. Continuous power, that's the key.
Okay, so let's maybe break that down. What's the core problem they're trying to solve here?
Well, the big issue, the real constraint for building out AI infrastructure right now is getting power. Specifically, getting reliable power quickly. The traditional electric grid is often, you know, congested. It takes time.
A lot of time, I hear.
Exactly. So this agreement is really a strategy. It's about using on-site power generation to get around those grid bottlenecks.
All right. So today, our goal is to look into this whole setup. We'll examine the deal itself, figure out who stands to gain from this approach, and maybe who faces some new competitive headwinds because of it. Let's start with the actual partnership details. Brookfield has these plans for what they're calling AI factories.
Yeah, these large-scale data centers, basically.
And Bloom Energy, BE, is now positioned as the preferred supplier for on-site power. Globally, too.
And it's not just, you know, a loose agreement.
Yeah.
There's serious money behind it. Up to $5 billion is allocated just for deploying Bloom's fuel cells.
Let's say a billion. Nope,
yeah,
no.
Across Brookfield sites. And this isn't just for backup power. This is about primary power, clean power, generated right there behind the meter.
Okay, let's pause on that term behind the meter. Can you explain that for us? Why is that concept worth $5 billion to Brookfield right now? Why avoid the utility connection?
Sure. It comes down to speed. Building grid infrastructure, like new transmission lines or substations, involves a lot of, well, bureaucracy. You've got permits, planning reviews, construction.
Mm-hmm.
It takes years, especially when you need massive amounts of power, like hundreds of megawatts, maybe even a gigawatt for these AI campuses.
Like powering a small city?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So asking the local utility for that means getting in line. It's called the interconnection queue.
Mm-hmm.
And those queues, they can stretch out for 3, 4, or even 5 years or more in some places.
Wow. Okay.
So behind the meter means the power generation is physically located under the data center property. It's independent of the main grid for its primary supply.
So it just bypasses all those delays.
It bypasses the grid interconnection queue delays, exactly. For a developer like Brookfield, that means they can bring their AI factories online much, much faster. Speed to market.
And speed is absolutely critical in the AI deployment race right now. So this deal seems to validate fuel cells not just as backup, but as a reliable primary power source that can be deployed quickly for these power-hungry AI sites.
That's a good way to put it. It's a validation, yes.
Okay, so with that understanding, let's talk winners. Who benefits most from this kind of power strategy?
Well, the most direct winners are naturally the companies involved in the deal itself. Bloom Energy, ticker BE, obviously, and Brookfield Asset Management, ticker BAM. Brookfield gets a way to accelerate their AI build-out globally, potentially getting ahead of competitors stuck in those queues.
And for Bloom?
For Bloom, this is, well, it's a major endorsement. Their technology moves from maybe a niche application to potentially a primary power source for one of the biggest growth areas on the planet, AI data centers. That $5 billion pipeline really cements them as a key player in this whole behind-the-meter power space.
Makes sense. Okay, moving out a layer, what about the companies that own and operate the data centers, the landlords, the developers, like Equinix, ticker EQIX, or Digital Realty, DLR?
Right, they stand to benefit too.
How so?
Well, think about it. Many of these companies have land portfolios ready for development. They want to build more capacity for AI clients.
But they're stuck waiting for power.
Often, yes. They might be sitting there, capital ready, but unable to proceed, because they can't get the utility connection approved quickly enough.
Ah, okay.
So if on-site generation like these fuel cells becomes a viable option, it potentially unlocks those stalled projects.
They can build out capacity faster, sign leases faster.
Exactly. They capture that surging AI demand sooner, which should help their growth.
Got it. And then there's the hardware layer, right? The company's actually making the AI chips and servers.
Yes, absolutely. Think about NVIDIA, ticker NVDA, and server builders like Supermicrocomputer, SMCI.
How does faster power help them?
It's about capital velocity. Imagine you're spending billions to build an AI factory stuffed with expensive GPUs.
Right, you want that generating revenue ASAP.
Precisely. Every day that facility sits idle, waiting for power, is incredibly costly. If Brookfield can bring these AI factories online faster, using Bloom's power,
then they need to buy the NVIDIA chips and SMCI servers sooner to fill them up.
Exactly. Faster power activation means faster hardware deployment. It pulls forward the demand for those accelerators and high-density servers. It supports the growth narratives for NVDA and SMCI.
That capital velocity point really clarifies the connection. Delays are expensive at that scale. Okay, so we've looked at the winners. Now let's flip it. Which companies or sectors might feel some pressure, maybe see demand displaced, because of this move towards behind-the-meter fuel cells?
Well, one area to look at is traditional backup power systems.
Yeah.
Specifically, diesel generator manufacturers.
Companies like Generac, ticker GNRC, or maybe Caterpillar, CAT.
Those are the main players, yes. Historically, diesel gensets have been the go-to for backup power at data centers. They're reliable when the grid goes down.
So if these fuel cells are providing primary power and they're always on, offering resilience, does that reduce the need for separate diesel backup?
That's the potential disruption. For new builds, especially those focused on speed and maybe cleaner energy profiles, fuel cells are being pitched as an alternative that covers both primary and backup needs.
So always on, cleaner, potentially displacing diesel.
It could displace the need for large diesel generator farms at these specific new AI campuses. It might reduce the market opportunity for GNRC and C within this very fast-growing data center segment.
Okay. What's next on the list of potentially challenged sectors?
This one's a bit more nuanced. We're talking about grid-dependent utilities, particularly those in regions where the grid is already strained. Think about regional utilities like Edison International, EIX in California, or PGE, also PCG.
You called this a relative headwind. Why relative?
Because these utilities aren't suddenly losing their existing customers, right? Homes and regular businesses still need power from the grid. Their base business is generally stable.
Okay.
But the growth story changes. Utilities make long-term plans and investments based on expected load growth. Data centers, especially AI data centers, were projected to be a massive source of new demand.
The biggest source, maybe?
Arguably, yes.
Yeah.
So if a significant chunk of that new AI load decides to build its own power behind the meter,
the utility misses out on that expected growth.
Exactly. They miss out on the revenue, and they miss out on the justification for building potentially billions in new grid infrastructure to serve that load, which would have gone into their rate base.
Yeah.
So it's a loss of a major growth avenue, especially where connection queues are already long.
Right. So not an existential threat, but it dampens their future growth prospects from this specific, very large source. Understood. Okay, final category.
Let's consider utility-scale battery storage vendors, but specifically those targeting data center backup. Companies like Fluence Energy, FLNC, or STEM, ticker STEM.
Batteries for backup. Why are they potentially facing pressure here?
It's about redundancy and function. Modern data centers need reliable primary power, and they also need an uninterruptible power supply, or UPS. System, often backed by large battery arrays, for when the primary source fails, even for a moment.
Right.
But if the fuel cell system is providing the primary power and it's designed to be continuously available, offering that instant resilience,
does it make the need for a separate massive battery farm just for backup less urgent or maybe smaller?
Potentially, yes. The fuel cell here is performing multiple roles. It's primary power. And it offers a form of backup or resilience itself because it's always generating.
So a developer using fuel cells might see it as covering both bases.
They might. It could mean that the investment in very large dedicated battery systems solely for backup might be reduced or perhaps deferred, especially in the near term for these new builds.
Yeah.
But capital might instead go towards the fuel cell system itself.
Okay, that clarifies the dynamic there. So wrapping this up, this Brookfield Bloom agreement, this $5 billion commitment, it seems to really underscore that speed and distributed power are becoming top priorities for building out AI infrastructure. It's about finding ways around the old constraints.
Yeah, it seems to be a very deliberate strategy to bypass legacy system limitations to meet this unprecedented demand for power and to do it quickly.
So as we leave our listeners to think about this, what's a final thought for them to consider?
Maybe think about the broader implications. If large power users like these AI developers increasingly turn to private on-site generation, how might that influence the long-term investment plans and strategies of traditional utilities? Even those outside the really congested areas we talked about today, what does that trend mean for the grid overall? And just a reminder, this discussion is not financial advice or a recommendation to buy or sell securities. This is purely the opinion of the author.